Mark, thank you for coming up to talk to us so soon after that. What's your overriding emotion after that?
I thought we did really well to push them as close to the end as we possibly could do. I think I've said all along, I think they've got a stronger FA Cup squad than we have. And certainly today and this week, we've had there's impact in the squad anyway, because we've lost Sean. The changes we had to make were not ideal. But having said that, we've made the best of it and pushed them as far as we possibly could do. So in 90 minutes, it's 0-0, no score. We could have maybe nicked it if we'd have taken our chances, but no complaints, really. No complaints at the end of it.
How did you see the game progressing? Let's start with the first half. How did you see that one?
I thought it was fairly scrappy. I thought they probably shaded it on chances and a bit of possession. But, you know, I thought we did okay in terms of our defensive strategy, but turning that from defence into attack wasn't great, especially in the first half. In the second half, we got to grips with it a little bit more and managed to get higher up the field and condense their... Or try and press them a little bit higher up the field, which meant that we could get everybody up the field and in better and more advanced positions when we won the ball back. And we probably kept it a little bit better in the second half as well at times. We created one or two opportunities and just didn't manage to take them. Then it goes to extra time and we were running out of legs. Osborne's been out, so you know you've got to make that change. And you know, it just is what it is. The FA Cup this season, we knew what it was, and we've done. I've no complaints. I think the lads have been brilliant again. They've given me everything that they've got. We've just come up short today.
The introduction of Matt Sparrow at half time, did that aid the impetus you had a little bit more in that second half?
Well, yeah, you'd hope so, but then you know that has an immediate impact because we started to get shots on goal. A little bit unfortunate, Hakeeb and Paddy Madden going through, and even in the first half where Lyle's gone through, and if he'd got a softer touch on that and lifted it over the goalkeeper, he tried to do the right thing but just didn't get the right finish. So there's been some good things in the game, and there's been some not so clever things in the game. But like I say, it was we pushed them as hard as we possibly can. I have no complaints. The players have given me everything that they've got.
You mentioned the energy. There did seem to be a lot of tired legs towards the end. When you brought you didn't bring Lyle Taylor off. He seemed to be struggling as well. Was he an option for you? But you needed to keep him out there.
Yeah, I wanted to try and get Kyle on. But then Marcus had rolled his ankle. You've got Ozzy that's been ill this week and was just dead on his feet. Bish was starting to cramp up. We had cramp at right back, which is, you know, it's not great. But they've put a hell of a lot of effort in. You know, it was the changes that we needed to make, we didn't have today. And you know, unfortunately, we've just come up short. But we move on. You know, I think there's been a lot of positives in the run. I think five games normally gets you somewhere close to a final, but we've played five games and come out in the third round, so we'll look forward to next year's competition. But 24 game season we've got now.
Yeah, the fact that the team went down fighting, does that give you optimism?
The fighters, the scrappers, they're prepared to fight, and the supporters are there, and I think they want to fight for the supporters. I know they want to fight for the supporters, and they want to fight for being as good as they can be. And again, you know, sometimes it's good enough and sometimes it's not. Tonight wasn't to be, but you know, at the end of it, we live to fight another day, and we look forward to Bristol City coming to our place on Saturday.
How do you go into that one now?
With optimism, enthusiasm, and you go and try and go with a game plan that we can cause them one or two problems, because at the end of it, it's the top of the league, the best team in this division, coming to our place, and you know, we will look to see how far we've come. But you know, can we go and cause them one or two problems?
I was going to ask you that. Is that kind of that next challenge now? You see what kind of progression you've made with a team like that?
No, I mean, it's for you guys, but for me, I know how far we've come. We've come a hell of a long way. You know, there's a lot of positivity and there's a lot of good things happening in the games. Some good players and one or two players who maybe can come back in and be involved on Saturday, which does make a difference to us.